Hey, let's give the Lord a good hand clap tonight. Praise God. What you did? That's singing E minor. How many know that chorus? Come, let us sing. Praise God. Come, let us sing. Let us rejoice. Come, let us sing. Let us rejoice. Messiah's come, and He brought life. Oh, He brought laughter. Let us sing, let us rejoice. Sing it. Come, let us sing, let us rejoice. Messiah's come, He brought life, He brought laughter in. He could have brought peace, and would have been enough. He could have brought joy. That would have been enough. He could have brought love. That would have been enough. But He brought laughter. Sing it, everybody, come on. Come, let us sing. Tear their clothes. I used to read that when I first come in, got the Holy Ghost. I'd read that and I thought, boy, sounds like somebody throwing a temper tantrum. And they really get excited and they'd tear their rent their garments and they'd get that dirt and start throwing it up in the air, throwing dust on their head.
to realize, and that's emotion. A lot of folks say we don't like emotion. And I don't think emotion ought to be in the church house. And I read about those Jews, they come across that Red Sea. And the Bible said all the women, Miriam and all the women of Israel, they had to break out all the tambourines. Oh, Jesus. And they began to dance before the Lord and playing those tambourines and singing the song of Moses. You say, well, that's just a Jew. That's just the children of Israel that's got to be emotional like that. Romans 2 and 29 said he that is a Jew is one inwardly. And it's not done by circumcision anymore, but by the Spirit in your heart. Let me see those Jews tonight, those spiritual ones. Holy Ghost. Woo! Sing. Come, let us sing. Let us rejoice. Come, let us sing. Hey, who's come? He brought life. He brought laughter. So, come, let us sing. Let us rejoice. Come on. Lift our hands and worship God. Praise God. Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You can receive the Holy Ghost tonight. You don't have the Holy Ghost, you can receive the Holy Ghost right now. Hallelujah. You don't have to wait for no altar call. But if you want it right now, you can lift your hands. Let's lift our hands, church. Worship God tonight. Jesus. Praise the Lord. I'm going to wait up for some folks. Amen. And when they catch up, we're going to go again. Praise the Lord. I feel the Holy Ghost here tonight. About you, but I live to come to the house of the Lord. He's all my life. He's my comfort. Amen. I don't have any other reason to live but Him. Praise God. And I want to give Him everything tonight. This might be Friday night service to you, but this is the night. This is the day of the Lord. Praise God. I'm going to give it all tonight. Hallelujah. Let's sing that song, Just More of You. I need more of You. Oh, I had all. That's right. Not what I need. Just more of You. of things I've had my fill, and yet I hunger still. Empty and bare. Are you empty and bare tonight? Hear my prayer for more of you. Everybody sing it. Just more of you. Thank you, Lord. I need more of you, Lord. Oh, I had all but what I need. Just more of you. Of things I've had my fill. Yet I hunger still. I'm empty and bare. Lord, hear my prayer for more of you. Just more of you, Lord. Need more of you. What I need, just more. I love you, Jesus. Of things I've had my fill, and yet my hunger stays. I'm empty and bare. Lord, hear my prayer. One more time, let's lift our hands and sing it to the Lord tonight. Just more of you, Lord. I need more of you. Oh, now I've had all what I need. Just more of you. Hallelujah. And yet I hunger still, hunger still. I'm empty and bare. Lord, hear my prayer. The Lord of you. One more time. You want a blessing tonight? Sing it. More of you, Lord. I've had all, just more of you. Of things I've had my fill. Yeah, I hunger still. I'm empty and bare. Lord, hear my prayer for more. I'm empty. Praise God. Let's lift our hands right now. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's wave our hands to the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, I want more of you now. Hallelujah. Do you understand what you're singing tonight?
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah. Do you really feel what you're singing tonight to the Lord? Praise God. Let's lift our hands. Let's worship the Lord tonight. Jesus. Hallelujah. just more of you. I need more of you. Oh, and I had all what I need, just more of you. Praise God. I love you. Yeah, I understand you. I'm empty and bare. Lord, hear my prayer. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Let's love him right now. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Let's turn our Bibles to Acts 12. Hallelujah. Praise God. Did you come to church tonight?
Yeah.
Praise God. I'm going to get something from the Lord tonight.
Yes.
Said, I'm going to get something from the Lord tonight. I didn't come around to lay on the furniture. I didn't come to watch somebody else get a blessing. Praise God. Brother Peterson, I'm sick. Do you believe God? What'd you come to the house of God for, to be sick? Or did you come to get something from him? Praise God. Did you come to get something?
Yes.
Let me tell you just a story. One day the apostles were walking down the street and there was a crippled man. Crippled from his mother's womb, it said. And he was sitting there day by day begging money. And when they come by, he looked up them and the Bible said, expecting to receive something from them. You know what he was used to receiving day by day, hour by hour? Money. But just in a moment, he was expecting he was going to get something. And he looked up at them expecting to receive something. And just at that moment, preached to him about a 3-second message, said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he stood up for the first time in his life. And he walked into the temple leaping and praising God. Hallelujah. I'm talking about the first church. I'm talking about the Holy Ghost power. I'm talking about power in Jesus' name. All you need to do tonight, as if a crippled man in just 1 second, not really understanding, never really understanding the Word of God, never really knowing about Jesus, but just for a second in his heart, he expected to receive something. And the Lord didn't let him down. Now what do you say tonight? Praise God. Did you come expecting that God's going to do something for you? Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm expecting something tonight. Acts 12 and 5. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison. But prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains. And the keepers before the door kept the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison. And he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise up quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said unto him, gird thyself and bind on thy sandals. And so he did. And he saith unto him, cast thy garment about thee and follow me.
All right.
When he went out and followed him and wist not that it was true which was done unto him, but thought he saw a vision. The rest of the paragraph says they walked all the way through those prison gates, got all the way out on the street. And when Peter was come to himself, then his faith was shaken. Then it got stirred up a little bit. When he was already on the outside, he thought he was having a vision, a dream. When it was all over with, Peter came to himself. He said, now I know of a surety that the Lord hath delivered me, sent his angel, and hath delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectations of the Jews. I'm going to preach just a little while tonight. Get out of your prison.
All right.
Get out of your prison. Praise God. I want you to think about it tonight. Lift your hands and pray the Lord. Anoint your heart. Brother Payne, would you pray, please?
God, in Jesus' name, we're asking you, Lord, to anoint the word to our heart. God, inspire faith to our hearing and faith to our receiving. Anoint the preacher tonight as he preaches the word of life to us. And God will respond in faith, believing in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name. Praise God. You may be seated. Amen. Let's clap our hands to the Lord tonight. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. Get out of your prison. Amen. We are in prison houses tonight. Some of us have been there a long time. Amen. I remember reading an article, or it was so far back I can't remember if somebody told me. But I was raised up in the state of Montana, and I heard this story about there's an old prison called Deer Lodge there, and they let a convict out, and this convict in the time that he had in there, he studied all the books of the law, he knew all the laws of Montana, he studied the back history, and so he was pretty well up on the law. When they let him out of the prison, it was in the 60s sometime, they let him out the front door the day he was going to be let out on the street. And he stopped. He said, I'm not going anywhere. And they were surprised. I mean, most everybody just got out of there as quick as they could. He stopped and said, I'm not going anywhere. And they said, what's the matter with you? You've been paroled. He said, well, I've been looking at the laws. And he said, I've studied them. And he said, I want you to go to a certain article, a certain section pertaining to this prison house here in Deer Lodge. So they went back and they studied it. Before they let a convict out, that old law said you had to give him a 30-30 repeating rifle, give him a brand new saddle, a box of shells, and a $20 gold piece. And they searched it and searched it and searched it, and never been changed. So before they let him out, they gave him a 30-30 repeating rifle, a box of shells, a new saddle. And they couldn't find a $20 gold piece, so they gave him a $20 bill. Needless to say, they changed that old law. But there are some old prison houses in this old land. Yeah. Praise God. And we, in the spiritual, there's some old prison houses in Pentecost. Old ones. They've been there a long time. Yeah. Praise God. And tonight, the Lord's going to shine a light in the prison house. He's going to open the door. He's going to send an angel into you. He's going to smote you on the side. He's going to say, arise up quickly. Get out of your old prison house. Praise God. Let's clap our hands to the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. We need to get out. We need to get out. Praise the Lord. Some of us, we're still there because we like it. I'm telling you, I don't like prison houses. And God don't either. I could have went to Daniel and read about the prison house in Daniel. I could have went to Acts, the 5th chapter, where the apostles were in jail and the Lord sent another angel and got them out. I could have went to Acts 16 and read about Paul and Silas in the prison house and started with the text for this same scripture, for this same message. Because I'm telling you, our God does not like prison houses. Never did, never will. And you better get out of yours right now if you want to go with Him. Come on, let's wave our hands to the Lord. Let's worship God tonight. Jesus. Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And I was talking to an ex-convict in a revival up in Auburn, Washington, Brother Myers Church. His name was Brother Charlie. And Charlie had murdered a man way back somewhere, and Charlie had some time to serve, so they shipped him out to Washington. When he got out there, Charlie was hard. He was mad. He was mean. He was in prison. One day, Charlie picked up a Bible. He said, "I'm going to read this whole thing from the front to the back." He said, "I'm going to find out what this old book has in it." So the first time in his life, Charlie sat down and he read the Bible from cover to cover. He said, long about the Old Testament getting over with, he said, "I realized one thing. There was only one God." He said, "Only one Lord of Israel." He said, I dove into the New Testament. I read it. He said, after I got through, halfway through the New Testament, he said, "I realized one thing." He said that Jesus Christ was this one God of Israel. And he was bringing his name down to man. He came down in the form of a man. He said, when I got to the book of Acts and I read the book of Acts, he said, I realized I was not saved just believing. Because Mark, the last chapter, said, these signs shall follow them that believe. Before it said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them which believe. In my name they'll cast out devils. In my name they'll cast out devils. That means they'll quit their drinking. They can quit their smoking. They can have power to quit their sinning. Amen. They shall speak with new tongues. With new tongues. With new tongues. Hey, do you know, Brother Peterson, that means if you run into a Japanese man, God's going to perform a miracle and you're going to speak in Japanese. No, it said new tongues. He said, anyway, he said, I realized I had to have the same experience. After, he said, I went to the first chaplain, the first Sunday service. He got up, he talked to him after service, said, "You believe that there's only one God?" He said, "Yeah, I believe there's one God." He said, "There's three in one, but there's one in that makes three in..." "Yeah, I believe that." "No," he said, "there's only one God." He said, "But I want to be saved." He said, "Do you baptize?" He said, "Yeah, we baptize." He said, "You baptize in the name of Jesus?" And the chaplain said, "No, we don't baptize in Jesus' name." He said, "Fine, thank you, you can't help me." He walked off, went to another chaplain. They handed it to another chaplain one Sunday. Come back. Charlie went up and asked him if he believed in one God. He said, "Never heard of it." He said, "Do you believe in the baptism that the apostles baptized with in Jesus' name?" He said, "Absolutely not." He said, "Then it wouldn't do me any good to ask you to baptize me in Jesus' name, would you?" "I never have in my life." Charlie said, "Fine, thank you." Went back to his cell, hit his knees, began to pray, and he told the Lord, he said, "Lord," he said, "I believe that you're one." He said, "I believe your name is Jesus." He said, "I believe we still got to be baptized." He said, "I believe it all, Lord. If I'm the only man in the world that believes this way," he said, "I still believe it." Finally, he quit going. Then one day, they said, "Hey, there's a new pastor down there, and he's preaching. Hey, you ought to hear this man." And Charlie, he kind of hadn't been around church and he wanted to go anywhere, so he went down there and he sat in the back, and there was old Brother Myers up there preaching about one God. "Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one Lord." Hallelujah. And Charlie, he said, "I got excited." He said, "I really got excited." He said, and he said, "Brother Myers got to Acts 2:38. He said, Jesus is the name of that one God." He said, "You got to be baptized in Jesus' name." Hallelujah. And when he gave an altar call, Charlie went up and repented. And he got up, he said, "Brother Myers, did I hear you right?" He said, "Do you baptize in Jesus' name?" He said, "I sure do." He said, "Baptize me." They got an old horse trough, brought it in there, and baptized Charlie in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Let's lift our hands and worship God. Thank you, Jesus. But the story didn't end there. He's a song leader up in Auburn, Washington right now. But before he got out, he said, "They shipped me off to Georgia where they put me in prison the first time. They're getting ready to release me." In the middle of the night, he said, "I ended up on death row in Georgia." He said, "I had to talk, tell them I didn't belong there." They said, "You'll just have to wait till tomorrow till we straighten this out." So Charlie sat in death row in Georgia State Penitentiary night. He was talking to this old boy that was heading to the gas chamber or the electric chair, whatever they use over there. He told them all about God. Told them about the Holy Ghost. Told them about Jesus' name baptism. And this old boy, he was so skeptical, you know. He was looking at death every day. He said, "What can your God do?" Charlie said, "My God can do anything." Man laughed and lit up a cigarette. Charlie said, "My God can do anything." He said, "I was in here for murder." He said, "I'm getting out." And the guy said, "You mean your God can do anything?" And Charlie, while he was witnessing to that man on death row, the prison door swung open. That old boy looked at it and he said, "Hey, look." He said, the door just swung open. Charlie turned around and looked. He said, "Yeah, the door just swung open." Charlie said, "Maybe you should go down to the guard tower and tell them that the door..." He said, "Not me. I'm not sticking one foot out that door. Shoot you for escaping around here." Charlie sat there for a while. It was one of those electric switch doors. So he stepped out on that catwalk, 10:30, and started walking toward the guard tower. Every one of those prisoners started rolling out of their bunks, and he could hear them say as he walked by, "Who is that? What is that?" Nothing moved 10:30 at night on death row in Georgia. Here come a man walking down a catwalk. And they looked at him. He had prison clothes on. They said, "Who is that? Where's he going?" And he said every one of them started filing out. And he got up that, walked up that guard tower. That guard looked at him. His mouth fell open. His eyes got big. He didn't go for his gun or nothing. He just stood there looking at Charlie. And Charlie walked up from the Holy Ghost. And he said, "Sir," he said, our prison door come open back there." And that guard said, "Don't move." Got a hold of himself. He said, "I won't move." He said, "Get on back that prison and get back down that cell." He said, "All right, all right." And he walked back down there and he shut the door and he threw the switch down there and it locked. The next day they brought about 3-4 guards. I don't know how many maintenance men. And they sat right there and they checked it out and they pushed the button. They'd holler, give the orders. When they got all done, they said, "There's nothing wrong with this door." Charlie turned to the boy and said, "See that? I told you my God can do anything. My God hates prison house. We need to get out. We got a God that can get us out of these old prison house. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We need to get out of them. God never did lock one of his people in prison. He called Daniel out. He called the apostles out. He called Peter out. He called Paul and Silas out. And he's calling you out tonight. You need to get out of your prison house. Yeah. Praise God. Let's lift our hands right now and worship God. Who can? Praise God.
Glory to God.
Jesus' name. We need to get out. Hallelujah. Isaiah 42 said that he came to open the blind eyes, call the prisoners out of the prison. They that sat in darkness in the prison house, he come for you tonight to get out of your prison.
Right.
Well, Brother Peterson, you're talking to somebody else. No, I'm talking to you. You got a prison house. You're sitting in it right now. And he opened that door many times. Amen. And some of us, that door swung open. We come out. Hallelujah. How many times you ever prayed and God answered a prayer?
Amen.
Oh, God. Amen. I've had him, I'll tell you about it later, but I had him heal just about every one of my children. I watched him heal diabetes. I watched him heal cancer. I watched him heal crippling arthritis. I watched him. But how many times you prayed, "God, I need you, Lord, do it now." And God does it. Woo! You walk all over and you tell everybody. You know, last night, you know, my little girl, she's sick. You know, that 106 fever she had, you know. Yeah, well, I prayed last night in Jesus' name. You know, I just got fed up. I just finally got tired. I finally got sick and tired. And I went in Jesus' name. I went and laid hands on her. And guess what? You know what? What? She got up and she quit sweating. And she started toddling all over the house. You really did? Yeah. Prayed a prayer of faith. I did. That door swung open. You stepped out. And you got fed of it and you got out. In Jesus' name, you stepped out of the prison house. God did it. Hallelujah. 3 days later, where you at? Where you at? 3 months later, where you at? You got back in that prison house. And you walked back and forth and you said, why can't God do it again? He did it before. What's the matter with God? Lord, what's the matter with you? What's the matter with me? Oh, we can go through all kinds of confusing moments. We can wonder about God. We can wonder about ourselves. What's wrong in our life? I'll tell you what's wrong. You got back in that prison house. If you've ever prayed a prayer of faith one time in your life, you can do it again. If God's ever done anything in your life, He can do it again. He will. Amen. That's where faith comes in. Faith, what? I'm going to get out of this. I'm stepping out of this prison house tonight. Hallelujah. Out in Jesus' name. Listen, you say, Brother Peterson, I got the Holy Ghost. You can have the Holy Ghost and still be in a prison house. Say, Brother Peterson, I prayed the prayer of faith many times, but just lately, then you're back in the prison house. Amen. If listen, you can be in all kinds of circumstances and still put yourself back in the prison house. If you received the Holy Ghost, spoke in tongues, was baptized, and some of you don't have joy, you know what you did? You went right back in that prison house. You had joy and peace, hallelujah, and harmony, and one day now you can't stand your brother, you're back in that prison house. We got a house full and we don't know where we're going to put them next. We don't know. You put yourself right back in the prison house. Anytime you limit God, that's your prison house. Right there. Here I am. Peter, come on, Peter. You see what he did on the day of Pentecost? Come on, Peter. You see what he did, hey, with that lame man at the gate called Beautiful? Peter, come on. Where are you at? I tell you where Peter's at. He's living and breathing in a vision. Well, it's a beautiful vision. Brother Payne, that's a beautiful vision. Woo! Gets me excited every time you preach about it. But it's just a vision. That's your prison house. Amen. I seen God take us out of the storefront. I seen God take us out of the classrooms that we rented. I seen God take us out of the parsonage buildings that we built and had to put walls in them, move the preacher in. Why? Because we had to go to a bigger building. Why? Because God was pouring out revival. Amen. Amen. Then we get to a place, we stop and we say, well, wait a minute. Can God really do that? I mean, man, what's the interest rate?
All right. Yeah.
What's right? Wait a minute now. We shouldn't move too hastily now. We get out there, we don't know what's going to happen. You know, everything going this way, that way, and all kinds of things going to insurance, not paying the bills. Hey, we better just hold it a while. Listen, friend, that's your prison house. But Jesus said, on this rock will I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Hallelujah. Amen. You know what God wants? He wants us out of our prison house. Amen. He wants us out of these prison houses. Praise God. Let's lift our hands right now, wave them to the Lord. Come on, everybody. Worship God tonight. As your faith is, so be it unto you. Hallelujah. What do you mean? We need faith. Amen. That's the key. And it's already in the door. Oh, you jump back in that cell. You shut the door. You reach out and you close it. Anytime you doubt, you throw your hand out there and you click it. And any old time you want to, when you really need something, isn't it amazing when you really need something, you can pump your faith up? But any other time, well, it's not God's time. Yeah, well, you're still doing time. Well, it'll happen one day. When? Countdown. 10 days. What's going to happen? 9, 8, 7. I can't stand it. God, where are you at? 7. Oh, Lord, when are you going to do it? Oh, God, we start quoting scripture to God. Lord, you said it, and He wants you to. You start quoting scripture to Him. Tell Him all. 6, 5. Oh, God. 4, 3. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. We look, we're still in the prison house. 2. Finally, we get down with serious with God. God. 1. And just before he says 0, you jump up, I believe you, God, and you open that door and you get out. And he does it. Anytime, yeah. When you really need to use your faith, you can do it and you will. And God will do it every time. Amen. We need to get out of this prison house. We need to open that door and get out. We need to stay out. Praise God. Listen, some of us are facing things we've never faced in our lives. Me included. I'm facing things in my walk with God that I've never faced in my life. But you know what? You can sit and you can cry and you can moan and you can lose your joy and you can fret and you can doubt and it gets worse. So you get mad and you stomp and you doubt right in God's face and you throw, boy, and it gets worse. Finally, hallelujah, that last thing you went through, you just broke and you said, Lord, I'm not going anywhere anyway. I'm just going to live for you. I believe your message. I believe in your name. I'm going to stay right here. And all of a sudden that flood starts coming from heaven. And you're broke the inside. And it's like you fell in love for the first time with Jesus again. And everything, it doesn't matter anymore. Hallelujah. You can take everything, Jesus. I don't know where I'm going in this mess, but I know I'm going with you. And in the end, it's going to be all right. Because I got the Holy Ghost. And I'm going to keep the Holy Ghost. And I'm going to live in your name. And I'm going to walk in your truth. And I'm going to believe in revival. And I'm going to open up my hands. I'm going to receive everything that you have for me. I'm going to get out of my old prison house tonight. I'm going to get out of my old prison house tonight. Hallelujah. Let's lift our hands and worship God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, what am I going to do? How are we going to do it? Oh Lord, help me, Jesus. Listen to me. I came to the Lord. The devil was going to kill me. I've been through everything. I was wrung out. I was burned out. All I was watching my friends die one by one. Drug overdose, car wrecks, drunk driving, dying, overdose left and right. I said, Lord, I don't know how to get out. I don't even know if you want me. You know, when I needed him most, I come to an old Pentecostal altar and God filled me with the Holy Ghost. He got me out of my prison house. He got me out of my prison house. And you know how he's going to do it now? Amen. Some of you just moved to bigger prison houses. Oh God, get out. Amen. Go here, it's bigger, it's nicer. You know, running water, little gospel music piped in. Hallelujah. Praise God. Got a little money, can spend it once in a while. But that's just a bigger prison house. You never get out of that. Listen, when you outgrow that, and you finally get enough faith and go to that door, reach out in Jesus' name, open that door, step out. It's amazing. We go for, listen, you say, well, did the devil put Daniel there? Did the devil put the apostles there? Hey, listen, I'm thinking about the Lord. He told the devil, he said, you can do anything you want with old Job, but you're not going to hurt him. He's mine. Hallelujah. You can take him anywhere. You can do anything. I wonder, was it the devil that took them and put them in the prison house? Or did God allow them? If we don't get out of where we're at now, we're not going to go anywhere. How are we going to do it? Listen, I was praying about you today, and the Lord spoke this to me. You're facing it right now. Never faced it before. Lord, what am I going to do? How am I going to do it? Listen, Jesus' blood can wash all kinds of sin. His power can lift anybody out of the valley. Amen. His might and by His name, He can do anything if we believe Him. Hallelujah. And He spoke this to me today. He said, not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. It's going to be by His Spirit. It's going to be the Holy Ghost going to get us out. You know what we need to do? We need to get in the Holy Ghost. We need to worship God more than we've ever worshiped God. We need to get in the Holy Ghost, speak in tongues more than we ever spoke in tongues. Let's lift our hands and worship the Lord. Come on. Get out of that prison house. Come on, get out. Get out. Don't you know that's where the devil wants to keep you? Man, he can drag you there, but he can't keep you there if you got the Holy Ghost. If you got faith
If you believe him, the Lord will come every time and say, come on. Amen. You had the key all the time. You open it up and get out. Come on, let's go. Let's move down the road. Well, Lord, I don't care. I've opened every kind of prison house. I've forgiven every sin that you can imagine. I've done all kinds, healed all manner of sickness. Come on, don't you worry about it. Get that prison door open and rise up quickly. Some of us, we like to sit there. We're sitting there tonight. Don't bother me. Oh, don't bother me. Some of us, we come to church and that's all we do is come to church. We sit around, everybody else is praising God. Everybody's getting a blessing. And we sit and smile. Isn't that so good? Hey, look at that one. Amen. And I mean this. I don't come to church to watch. I don't come to watch everybody else. You know why? Hey, amen. God's not mocked. God is not mocked. Hallelujah. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. Hallelujah. Somebody else is sowing and you're sitting around. Amen. If somebody else is reaping what they sowed and you're sitting there. You know where you're at? You're in a prison house. You know what you need to do? You need to reach out. How am I going to do that, brother? You mean I should pray and fast? Listen, tonight, if you just worship him, if you get a move of God on your life, you're on your way. The door's open. All you got to do is step out. Yeah. You need the Holy Ghost moving in your life. You need to feel the power of God from the top of your head down to the bottom of the soles of your feet. You need to praise him. You need to get out of your prison house. Not me, not me. Yeah, you. Well, I do. I don't know. You've been holding back so many years now, some of us. We've been holding back so many years now. We don't know what to do. I don't know. I've never... Come on, that door's open. You know why you need a move of God? The Bible said, God inhabits the praises of Israel. What do you mean? God dwells in praises. God lives in your praise. You know why some of us walk in here and we got to pray through before the service starts? And we weep and we moan, and I'm not making fun of that. I do that myself. But every time we come and it's, I was praying through. Hallelujah. And others come in and they pray. Hallelujah. Woo! Lord, you're going to do it tonight. I believe you for it. The rest of us are just trying to pray through and get geared up. Amen. After a while, you get jealous. Oh, he's putting on.
Hear it.
I get sick and tired of that, brother. I was putting on so spiritual and everything. And, and then he gets up, he worships God, he gets a blessing, hallelujah. You sit back and you say, that old stinking hypocrite. Why don't you, come on. Song leader says, come on, let's go, let's worship God. Not me, I'm not going to hypocrite.
Come on.
You know what's the difference? This one been out there. He's got a hold of God. He's continually got the Holy Ghost, continually. And the Holy Ghost continually got him. You know what? Hey, we got faith round the clock. Amen. We got Jesus all the time. We can lay down in the middle of the night, wake up in the middle of the night, we still got Jesus. Hallelujah. We can get up in the morning in Jesus' name. We can get out and talk in tongues on the jaw. We can get God moving. We can dance and drink. We can praise God. We can get the Holy Ghost. Amen. We can get out of our own prison house tonight. We need to get out of our prison house tonight. We need to. Every one of us, we need to get out. Get out. Get out of your prison house tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's clap our hands to the Lord. Come on, let's worship God. Get out of that prison. Get out. Stay out. Come on, get out.
Praise the Lord.
Woo. That's it. Woo. That door's open. It's up to you to step out. He won't drag you out. He'll just open the door. I believe you, God. Well, get out.
Come on. That's good.
Let's sit down and lift our hands one more time.
Praise
Jesus' name. Yeah, they come in, they got the victory, they got the fire. You've been moping, you've been hiding. You ain't even got, hey listen, Holy Ghost tried to get up in your life, and as it were, you pushed the Holy Ghost head down. No. Come on. God moves on you. Not now, Lord. Come on, come on, come on. Talking to some old sinner on the job. Got the foulest mouth blown smoke in your face. First time you ever got to talk to him. The first time he ever quit cussing and being nice to you. All of a sudden, the Holy Ghost hovers like a dove. Come on, come on. I will later, Lord. Later. Come on, tell him about me. Come on. Woo! I got to get out of here. Getting goosebumps and everything else.
All right.
Listen to me. If you can learn how to keep the Spirit of God moving on you, friend, you can walk in continuous victory. You can have the Holy Ghost every day of your life. How do you do that? Do whatever He wants you to do. Whenever God fits Him to anoint, get right there so He can anoint you. Hallelujah. If He's moving on you to witness, you better get your mouth moving. You better get to witnessing. Amen. If you don't, you're going to dry up. You're going to step back in the prison house. Hallelujah. Let's lift our hands. Come on. Ooh. Yeah. There they go. 3 weeks in a revival. Woo. After 3 weeks, you allow the Spirit of God to touch your heart. And after 3 weeks, calling your brother a hypocrite, sitting around saying, well, he just thinks he's spiritual anyway. You know those spiritual people irk me. Those ones that's always praising God. You don't say it, but you feel it. And after 3 weeks of them getting filled with the Holy Ghost, last night of revival, here you come. You know, well, I kind of like that evangelist after all. You know, even if he did get on my toes a couple times, the last night of revival, yeah. I think I'll just, yeah, second chorus. Oh, I'm going to do it. Man, somebody else is still on there. That's the seventh time he's been around this place. I'm going to do it next time. I'm going to hop right in there and go along with the rest of them. Oh, man, they quit singing. You can tell a prison house.
Yeah.
Everybody's got everything they can hold. They're busting at the seams. And finally, that one kicks out the prison house door. Jumps up. Sits right back down. Oh, brother. Praise Him with the timbrel and the dance.
Hallelujah.
Not if you feel like it. Not praise Him in the dance if you know how. Well, brother, I did one time. I fell over and I'm so still embarrassed. You did? Yeah. When? 1976. Boy, that was a bad year. 1976. Yeah. Boy, I was going pretty good there too for a while. Man, I started to feel like, I started feeling the Holy Ghost. And all of a sudden, I fell down. And you never done it again since? No. Why? Don't want to. God's going to knock me down on the floor. I don't want to get up and dance. Besides, I think Sister So-and-so shoved me anyway. I had my eyes closed at the time. And you never done it? No, not since. Well, I stomp my foot real hard in song service, though. I get a blessing. Just on that one foot. You know why you fall all over? You know why you don't know how to dance? Because you won't try and you won't practice. Who said you got to turn three somersaults over the top three pews, run backwards and flip back and stand on your feet and dance and not hit anybody? You better just get up where you're at some night. Turn that old prison door open, lock and turn it, and just step out. You don't have to run around and jump over the wall and get away. Just get out. 1 inch out of the prison house, you're out. And long about midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto him. God don't like me. Oh, God don't like me. Everybody else having a time. You know what? Everybody else singing. I'll let you in on something. Everybody else is getting out of their prison house. Everybody else is getting out. Paul and Silas at midnight in the prison house. When? I don't know, but we're just going to praise him. We're going to sing songs. We're going to praise him. Sang praises unto him. Worship God. And after a while, they just got to worshiping God. Listen, it don't matter where you're at in God. It don't matter what kind of prison house you're in. It doesn't matter what you're facing. It doesn't matter if it's right there you can't take anymore. If you just get there and begin to praise him, sing praises unto him, trust in him, walk in him. Hallelujah. Long about midnight, that old floor is going to start to shake. Amen. That church is going to get high. Amen. Those music and those tambourines are going to get gone. It's going to feel like the floor. There came an earthquake and it broke all their bands were loosed. And only two people. Read it. Two people walked out of the prison house. You can praise God, or you can sit here and watch me drink this water. But that floor shook, an earthquake happened, all the bands fell off, everybody fell off all, the Bible said. The door come open, the jailer sprang in, they had a little message preached there. And only two people walked out of the prison house. Paul, Silas walked out. Boy, earthquake happened. Revival. Somebody dancing on this side to hit you. Fall over. Somebody knocks you over here. Some of you look like you're worshiping, but you're ducking and you're moving around. Holy Ghost, somebody, hey, listen, I was preaching a revival the other night, and this sister sat all the way through the revival. She had a glow on her face. I knew she wanted more of God, and I kept preaching, and I kept saying, listen, God really does inhabit the praises of his people. If you'd praise him, God would come and dwell in your praises. All day long, if you praise God all day long, he'd come and dwell in your praises. You'd have the Holy Ghost. God is the Holy Ghost. You'd feel the power of God. You'd have victory. And I said, if you just praise him. Finally, the sister jumped up and she screamed. You want to turn this place upside down? You're one of those been sitting in that old prison house feeling sorry. Yeah. Never talk to the pastor until you're ready to backslide. Sitting in that old prison house. Everybody else has ruined your shoes, stepped on you. If you just get up. I don't know how. Well, praise God. What do you want me to do? If you don't know how, Praise God. You didn't know how to receive the Holy Ghost. You didn't know how to speak in tongues. But you stepped out of that prison house by faith. Amen. I didn't know how to speak in tongues. I just jumped out there somehow in the spirit, lifted up my hands, and threw myself to the Lord. God got a hold of me. I began to speak another tongue. I didn't know how. I'd never done it myself. Don't let the devil come to you and say, hey, that was you just speaking in tongues. Well, why didn't you do it before? 3 months ago, screaming, hollering. And all of a sudden you get the Holy Ghost and the devil. That's a lie. He's told that on every other Pentecostal. That was you talking in tongues. Yeah. Was? How'd you learn how all of a sudden? Now get back to that other prison house. The door's open. Hallelujah. I don't know how. Just get out. Let the Holy Ghost get a hold of you. And that's what she did. She jumped out. She screamed. She ran around that place. Every time she'd come to a corner, she slammed in the wall. Not real hard, though. She'd slam in there, and she'd do like she was doing push-ups off the wall. And then she'd take off running again with her eyes closed. I usually keep mine open. She opened them just in time. She hit the back wall, did another push-up. And boy, I mean, about the third time around, her face changed colors. It looked like her feet wasn't even touching the floor. And she got up. And she said, brother, pastor, I've had the Holy Ghost, you know how long. She said, I want to tell you something. Oh, way back there somewhere. She said, I felt the Holy Ghost kind of hovering, get over me and on my shoulder. She said, I felt the Holy Ghost all over me. But that's just all the further it went, just right around here. She said, I sat there, massaged my neck. I tried to push the Holy Ghost down, she said. Try to get the Holy Ghost moving down my arms, down my back. Can you imagine sitting in a prison house that long? She said, I wanted to feel the Holy Ghost to the bottom of my feet like I did when I received it. And she said, tonight, when I got out there for the Lord, and I began to worship Him, she said, I felt the power of God go all the way through my body. And I began to worship Him. And I felt it in my hands. I felt it in my feet. I felt it in my heart. I felt Him all over me. Woo! You need the Holy Ghost. You need the Holy Ghost. You need to let God worship. You need to worship God and let God bless you. The doors are open. Somebody come to music. Please. Somebody come to the music. Whew. I can hear some rusty hinges. Come on, you did that last time. I'll wait till the middle of next revival. You will, huh? Only two come out of that prison house that night. Back to our text, he said, come on, Peter. Rise up quickly. Some of you have got something in your life that you can't shake. It's heavy. Some of us got just a heavy feeling. And the Lord wants to bless you tonight from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. How am I going to do it, Lord? How am I going to get through this one? I'll tell you how. By the Spirit. Not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit. All right, Lord, how am I going to get your Spirit? God inhabiteth the praises of Israel. God is a Spirit. Now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. You need liberty tonight. Let's everybody stand to our feet. Praise God. Hallelujah. How long are you going to stay there? How long? You've been there. That's a good vision, brother. Boy, I never heard that one before. Peter thought that it was a vision. You know, the problem is tonight, God wants to let the power of the Holy Ghost in your life, wants to take care of that need, wants to do a miracle in your life, wants to do something spiritual in your home. You know what the difference is? Some of us are going to get out. We're going to rise up quickly tonight. And some of us are just going to say, well, that's just a message. That's just a vision. That's just a dream. Well, that's all right if you just get out of that prison house and begin to walk and see what happens. Let that first door swing open. Let that second door swing open. Let that third door swing open. And then when it really comes to you, come let us sing. Let us rejoice. Come let us sing. Let's rejoice. The stars come. Keep our life. Keep our laughter. Let us rejoice. Come on. Come on, come on. Woo! Come, let us sing. Let us rejoice. Come, let us sing. Let us sing. Come on, come on, come on, come, let us sing. Woo! Let us rejoice. 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 Let us
come on out tonight.
Woo! Hear about peace. Oh, it would have been enough. Keep going about God.
You need to get out of your prison tonight. Come on.
Victory march. Come on, let's march around this place.
Ushers, please.
Come on, let's march. Come on, come on.
Yeah.
Sing it. Come on, come. Let us sing.
Let us rejoice. Come, let us sing.
Come on.
Let us rejoice.
Do you want out of your prison? Come on. Oh, this is your night, if you'll believe it. Come, let us sing. Let us rejoice.
Messiah's call. Keep our love. Keep our love into my soul. Come on. Come, let us sing. Let's go. That is cold.
Oh,
he got loud. He got loud. Come on, get the victory tonight. Come on. Come, let us sing.
Come, let us sing.
Let us rejoice. Come on. Woo, that's it. That's it. That's it.
Let us rejoice.
Messiah has come. Keep our love. could have been enough. He could have been joy. That could have been enough. He could have been love. That could have been enough. He brought love into my. Oh, come on, come on, and let us sing. Just more of you.
More of you.
I need more.
There are those tonight that's in this building that really needs to step out. Brother Peterson doesn't know it like I do.
I've had all.
But what he's preaching tonight is what we really need. If you really want something
just
from the Lord, you've got to be willing to humble yourself before him. Repent of your sins. Repent of your ways. And lay yourself out before him and step out in faith, believing. Oh God.
I'm empty and bare. Lord, hear my prayer. More of you. You want more of him tonight? That's what you're going to get.
Oh, more of you.
More of you.
I've had it all, but what I need is more of you. Of things I've had, I feel, and yet I understand.
Empty and bare, Lord, hear my prayer
for more of you.
I want everybody to try to come to this altar right now. Everybody, come on. More. I feel the Holy Ghost here. Come on, everybody. I need more. Hallelujah. But what I need, just more of you. Of things I've had, yet I hunger still. Empty and bare, Lord, hear my prayer.